Okay, thank you for joining me, everyone. Charles Moskowitz. We are live here Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to 12 midnight. If you're listening on any of the podcast apps, obviously we're not live, but you're welcome to listen live if you'd like to join us on Rumble, and or if you'd like to go to the website, Charles Moskowitz Live, where we are live on about, let's see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10 live streams. And the program is now carried by about 35 podcasts. And it's amazing what you can do now. You know, some schmendrick like me sitting here at a desk in my attic in Boston, and I can launch this great and glorious experiment in free speech. I no longer view YouTube as the flagship station, as which was my original plan, mainly because YouTube suddenly is giving me, they're giving me
recording
warnings.
In progress.
Thank you very much. They're giving me warnings and they're giving me strikes. And so thus I decided on Rumble as the flagship station of the Charles Moskowitz Live program, since they have assured me that they have free speech. Now, when they say they have free speech, obviously they still expect me to operate within the reasonable barriers of community guidelines. It's like a football game. You know, there are certain parameters up, there are certain goalposts that are put up, there are certain rules. And once those rules are established, then it's all each man for himself. And off you go and you play. And I think in the case of Rumble, those rules do not infringe upon free speech. But they do obviously infringe on things like inciting violence and, you know, engaging in any illegal actions or advocacies, which, by the way, is a lot better in terms of standards than you may find in the big tech networks where you've got Antifa and you've got other groups that do advocate these things that get through. So I'm very proud to be on Rumble as the flagship station. I'm launching this program with some very interesting guests coming up. Right now for this segment, I'm strictly doing a kind of an open lines type program. I'm not going to stay on long. I'm just going to make a couple of quick comments. But before I do, if you are watching live on Rumble and on all of the other live streams, you're welcome to call in. And the number, and I can take calls here, the number is 617-396-4958. That number again is 617-396-4958. And certainly my goal in this broadcast is to have a free and open exchange of opinions and ideas. I'm going to go over just a couple of quick stories here as they are published on the Gateway Pundit, which I recommend you check out. I look at this every day, first thing in the morning. They're doing some cutting edge reportage. They've got a huge following. And they've been very consistent and accurate with very good standards. Now, the other program I listen to every day, and I also recommend, is Steve Bannon's War Room Pandemic. You can get that on Apple app. Excellent, excellent program. It's huge. He's having an enormous impact. This is the lead story for today's Gateway Pundit. And this is something that conservatives have been talking about for almost 2 years. And conservatives and probably many liberals and people like Naomi Wolf, who's a liberal, have been censored for talking about this, which is interesting. And that is that now Project Veritas, of which James O'Keefe is the leader, and he's doing an incredible job of reporting and doing what journalists we expect them to do. He has documented that DC bureaucrats have had evidence going way back that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine were effective in treating COVID, but that they decided to hide this from the public. Now, let me just read this briefly so, you know, we can then get a handle on what this is. It says here, according to James O'Keefe and his research and his whistleblowers and his videos, there have now been 67 ivermectin COVID-19 controlled studies that show a 67% improvement in COVID patients. Now, that is 67 studies. They keep saying, oh, we're going to study this further. Ivermectin is being used all over the world. It has been used by hundreds of millions of people since it was invented in, I think, the 1980s, and the inventor received a Nobel Prize. And it is safe. Now, it's not 100% safe. And by the way, I don't give out medical advice. Go to your doctor, get a prescription. And if your doctor doesn't give you one, get a second opinion. But do it under a doctor's supervision. Do it the right way with a prescription. You may not be the right candidate for ivermectin. Not everyone is. But it is a safe drug in the same way that all drugs are safe. There are risks. There are possible side effects. Anyone who watches commercials on television, especially during the 6 o'clock news, because they know they have an older audience, knows that they're barraged with all the fine print at the end of the commercial for a drug, including it could lead to death. So, you know, of course there are possible negative side effects to any drug, even aspirin and other over-the-counter drugs. But in that context, I would note that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, when used with Zithromax and zinc, have proven to be very safe and have proven to be highly successful. And might I suggest, and again, I feel like I can say this now because I'm not on YouTube, they are probably safer than, if not equally safe, to the vaccines. So there are risks to anything. But the point is that this ivermectin, as shown in 67 studies, a 67% improvement in COVID patients. Now, this article in the Gateway Pundit then has a block graph where they show how ivermectin in studies showed this improvement. There have been 298 hydroxychloroquine studies that show a 64% improvement in patients for COVID-19. Now, this shows also a graph here. Despite the science, Dr. Fauci and the medical elites have blocked the use of these effective treatments for coronavirus patients. Now, this should boil the blood of anyone who has a shred of common sense or any bearing of basic morality. Let's just think about this. This drug, which has been proven to be 67% effective when taken in the early stages of the COVID-19 disease, it's inexpensive. It's FDA approved, which, by the way, the vaccines are not. They only have a provisional approval. And it could have saved tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of lives, if it had been administered. And according to this article and information that is now coming out, the government knew this and hid it. This is, I mean, this should be breathtaking. This is the biggest story to come out since Mengele and the Holocaust, you know, the use of experiments on children and on twins held in a prison camp. This is pure evil that our medical establishment would have had a simple means to treat this virus in its early stages at the early period of the virus. And they hid this from the American public. They hid it from President Trump. They hid it from, we know now from testimony that they attacked immunologists and virologists, including many of the nation's most respected, who tried to bring this up. I mean, they're responsible for these deaths. This is genocide. You know, I'm speaking here as a Jew who had family members killed in the Holocaust in previous generations and who has studied the issue. I've written 3 books related to this topic. I'm telling you, this is the worst handled situation in any of our lifetimes. It is an evil that has to be exposed. There should be hearings. There should be prison for these people, at least. We have to get to the bottom of this. This is evil. It's corruption at its worst. And why did they do it? Well, I mean, I think that obviously the first obvious reason is for money. The vaccines wanted a monopoly on the treatment of the virus. Now, I'm not here to necessarily criticize the vaccines, right? I think they do have their place. I'm against mandates. I'm against passports. This isn't Nazi Germany. We don't have to show our papers. If people choose to have the vaccine, they should have the right to have the vaccine. I've had the vaccine. And thank goodness I'm okay, as are members of my family. Okay, so I'm not against it. But it looks to me like the reason why these drugs were suppressed, which could have treated COVID at its early stages, was for money, because the drug companies want to have a monopoly. They can't make too much money off of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. They're cheap, and they can't really bill for them. I mean, it costs apparently $20-25 to get a full treatment. I know the price of ivermectin is now going up because there's such a demand. But the point of the matter is that if the government had done even a tiny bit of similar backing of ivermectin and made it available, we would have probably reduced the disease by up to 50%, 67%, according to these studies. And there would have never been a pandemic with all of the problems associated with it. The lockdowns, the hurt, the hit of businesses, small businesses mostly, mom and pop businesses, restaurants, stores, small, shops. We wouldn't have had students, children being shut out of their schools, having to walk around with a shmata on their face like they do in a radical Islamic country, you know, with burqas. We wouldn't have had people, a rise in suicide among children and young people, and depression and suffering and, you know, alcoholism and drug abuse. We wouldn't have had these things. Not to mention, you know, people getting fat, people, you know, their life being thrown out of kilter, giving up freedoms. You know, I mean, you had dictators, governors acting like dictators. I mean, the governor of Michigan saying, well, you can now go to the supermarket, thank you very much, but you can't buy, you know, garden seed or utensils, but you can buy lottery tickets and booze. I mean, this kind of arbitrary dictatorial fascistic power where they simply decide on what you're going to do with intimate aspects of your life. We wouldn't have had these things if the government had been honest about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, among other things. The monoclonal antibodies is also another one. There are means to treat this disease at its early stages. They are available and they work. So let me just go on with this article here. Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of the mRNA vaccine. So obviously he's not anti-vax. And by the way, Dr. Robert Malone, I heard him interviewed by Steve Bannon. He's a very interesting man. He's a, you know, very qualified, very distinguished doctor. He was interviewed by Joe Rogan, who has the best, the biggest podcast in the country. And that interview was censored by Twitter. So Joe Rogan switched over to Getter, G-E-T-T-R. I'm on Getter. Please subscribe to me on Getter. And he ended up bringing millions of people with him. So I'm not complaining about the fact at this point that YouTube and Twitter and Facebook are censoring, because there are some great alternative vehicles coming down the pike. I'm trying to take advantage of all of them so that I'm not censored. And I'm looking forward. I feel liberated, and I'm looking forward to building a program that is not censored, that has community standards, but is not censored. And anyway, Dr. Malone accuses Fauci and others of lying and causing the deaths of over 500,000 Americans by preventing hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and other treatments for COVID-19. Dr. Malone is right. It is well documented that Dr. Fauci and top doctors conspired to disqualify and condemn hydroxychloroquine as a COVID-19 treatment. Millions died as a result of this. Now, there are a lot of other stories I could get into tonight. I think I'm going to leave it at that, because this one is enough. This is should be enough too. If I can just get this one across and get us to think about the ramifications of this, then that should be enough right now. I could go on. I could quote a few more things. I see the article goes on. Check it out at the Gateway Pundit today. Check up the Gateway Pundit every day, and you will get these kinds of stories. So I'm not going to continue too much. I will give out the number one more time. If you'd like to call in, I'm here. I'm live if you're watching on Rumble. Let me just see. I don't know if I'm having problems with the Rumble. Seems like it's not happening for some reason. There we go. Yes, it is happening. Thank you very much. I also can take Rumble chats. So go to Rumble and you will see the program live. The phone number, if you'd like to call in, and you might want to write it down because you might want to call in the future. I'm on Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to 12 midnight, is 617-396-4958. That number again is 617-396-4958. And I'm looking forward to really doing this program every evening at 10 p.m. with guests, with calls, with chats. I'm starting my next book. It's the working title of the book is simply Make America Great Again. That's a slogan we're all familiar with. And I'm going to talk about why it is so incredibly important to get a big election in the midterms, which is coming up less than 9 months from now, to take back both houses of Congress and what that could mean. And then in 2024, re-electing Donald J. Trump for a third term as president of the United States. Why we must do this if we are to hope to have any semblance of a future of freedom. The only other thing I want to mention before I sign off is that I'm self-sponsored here, and I don't ask for donations or any, I don't ask for ads. My books, I'm sponsored by my own books, and I'll hold one of my books up for the camera, The Satanic Conspiracy, The Specter Haunting Mankind. I have about almost 20 books available on Amazon Books. Just put my name in the server, Charles Moskowitz, and you will see those books. Please go to my website to find out all of the various live streaming and podcasting sites that carry the program. Also, you'll get access to my books, and that is charlesmoskowitz.com. And on that note, I just would like to thank you for listening, everyone. God bless you all. God bless this great country. I feel in spite of all of this, I feel optimistic going into the future, because I feel like, and I hope others agree, that we have these means of communication, these vehicles right now that are gaining in steam, that are freedom oriented, where we can discuss these great and important stories. And in the process, we can expose evil and we can make a difference in terms of determining our own lives and our own futures. We can continue to conduct ourselves as self-governing people, which is what the founding fathers envisioned for America, and which is what God envisions for all of us. So on that note, I want to say God bless you all, and God bless America. Good night, everybody.